A bill drafted for the legislature proposed to revise Wyoming's constitution to allow the state to take over management of federal lands. The idea was intensely controversial and was killed on Friday. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports, a couple of weeks ago, some legislators sat down with the Wyoming Wildlife Federation to come up with an alternative to public land transfers that led to the bill's demise.
In early January, the Wyoming Wildlife Federation wrote a letter to the Select Committee on Federal Natural Resources, asking them not to introduce a constitutional amendment that they felt had appeared out of nowhere. Shane Cross is the group's board chair.
They said they wanted to bolster that management scheme to protect public access. And from our organization's perspective, that was putting the cart in front of the horse.
Cross says they didn't see why the state should go rewriting the Constitution to protect access to public lands before the federal government even agreed to give away its public lands. In the letter, the group suggested legislators consider alternatives. Cross says that's when Senator Larry Hicks replied, "Okay, I challenge you to come up with some ideas." So they got to work.
One thing that the National Wildlife Federation found was a bill in Colorado that was passed in 2015 to create resource management plans to local governments and strengthen their participation in the federal agency decision-making process.
The Wildlife Federation invited Colorado Senator Carrie Donovan to present her state's public land transfer alternative to Wyoming's legislators at an impromptu meeting a couple weeks ago. At the meeting, Donovan explained why their bill helped soften the anger of many Coloradoans towards the feds.
I think this bill went a long ways to alleviate that local frustration that we're hearing, because now we have a very proactive approach instead of feeling like we're reactionary or having things done to us.
Proactive because her state gave locals more power to negotiate with the government.
In order to have a seat at the table in these complicated federal land use discussions, you have to have technical knowledge and technical expertise. Now, very often, small local communities and rural communities don't have the staffing capability to wade in to these technical land use discussions, but the state does.
Colorado's law pays for that skilled staff to help counties get the training, equipment, and data that they need to work with National Forests, BLM, and other agencies. Donovan says it gave them a knowledgeable voice on decisions that affected them, like grazing restrictions or energy development in their backyard. But here's the funny thing. Wyoming adopted an almost identical program years ago, back in the early 2000s. It's called the Federal Natural Resources Policy Account, or FNRPA. Wyoming County Commissioners Association Director Peter Obermueller.
It has been a model in the West. Lots of other states have looked at this model.
At the meeting, the Wildlife Federation argued that the best thing to do is expand FNRPA. Obermueller says the way both Colorado and Wyoming's programs work is to take advantage of the fact that by law, the feds must include county governments in land decision-making.
That doesn't give counties the trump card if they end up not being able to coordinate as much as perhaps we would like. But the requirement is on the federal government to make that attempt.
Obermueller says right now, FNRPA is underfunded with only about $1 million in the budget for it. But he says even so, there are success stories, like a project to help county commissioners compile data about how the ups and downs of Wyoming's economy affects their communities, data they otherwise would have to provide anecdotally.
And so we partnered using some FNRPA resources with the University of Wyoming to provide a template that all counties can use to develop a sound, defensible socioeconomic data source that can input to the federal land use planning process whenever necessary.
But some legislators are still resistant to the idea of expanding FNRPA instead of passing a full-blown public land transfer bill. Here's Speaker of the House Steve Harshman at a recent press conference.
You know, 67% of our minerals are federally owned, and that's the real issue for us in Wyoming. And somehow it's gotten convoluted into an issue that we want to take people's favorite hunting and fishing spot away.
House Majority Floor Leader David Miller adds, the goal is not to take over national parks or wilderness areas, just mineral-rich areas like BLM lands.
This isn't about taking away land from recreation. In fact, there's a huge misconception.
But ultimately, there just weren't enough legislators who agreed with Miller and Harshman to vote through such a controversial bill, since it required two-thirds support in the Senate and House. Senate President Eli Bebout apparently realized he didn't have those votes. Late in the day Friday, he killed the land transfer amendment. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.